to a certain shed to please bring the key, because if you open the door in the shed, you find a drop cloth, there's a Freudian slip, a drop cord, and if they plug that drop cord back into the extension that's on the floor, then their FM station would be back on the air. That's kind of a bizarre thing to hear about. Why don't they just go cut the lock off? I don't get it. Strange. And shortly after that, AM was off also. Comment. Go ahead.
KJ4OUS, this is for Vicki. Vicki, it's not drivemc.org. It's drivemc.gov/GolfOscarVictor. KJ4OUS.
Thank you for the confirmation, because that's what I had on the air. I appreciate that. .gov.
Okay, I looked everywhere for you, sir, on Facebook and on the internet. I have nothing on it. I'm sorry. Vicki, I only use Google Maps. I have never used this particular this website. I have it up right now. I'm not a fan of it already. I'm getting off it already. But you use what you want, whatever you're comfortable with there, obviously. I like Google Maps because you can zoom in and see little roads. And this you can too, but it's not as intuitive. That's just me. So you use whatever you want. And there's no preference for her. I don't care how you do it. But anyways, anybody got anything else? K2DMG.
Comments.
Lynn, go ahead, my friend.
K4ZEK. Well, we know there's going to be all kinds of people coming into the area, and I really don't trust what Google Maps and all tell us about road closures, because a lot of times, well, in the very beginning, they were saying I-40 was closed, and all kinds of misinformation. And if people are in those areas and get through, and there's a road that opens up, please let us know so we can pass it on.
Yeah, good point. Good point, sir. Good point. I will also make just a PSA, and you just brought up a good point. Guys, there's going to be a lot, you know, this is the first weekend now afterwards, you know. I got a feeling these areas are going to see an uptick in people trying to come into your communities, because the humans are people that are like to explore and like to see things, especially things that that are sensationalized. And like, so be careful this weekend. Report any suspicious activity that you may see around your property or your neighbors that's not supposed to be there. If anybody needs assistance dialing out, there will always be somebody around here that we can make that phone call for you. If we can get your local communication center online, which would be pretty easy. I don't know of any of them that are out anymore. I think all comms are open now, comm centers. So I'd be starting to be careful as the wandering dredges of people that are up to no good are out of work for the weekend and want to go explore. And that's the easiest way to say it. So just be mindful this first weekend here. HTMG.
Hey, NetControl. Full service and disaster roaming.
What's up, Vicki? Somebody was in there with you.
Oh, go ahead, other station. The other station, go ahead.
Dan, I just wanted to let you know, buncombecounty.org has the latest update for Buncombe County. I've been having a really hard time with AT&T cell-based internet, and it just happened to finish loading up just a little while ago.
Yep, they load that exact update on their Facebook page, their Twitter page, and on their web page. So they're trying to get it out, that's for sure. Thank you, sir.
And just one other word. The 18,000 miles of pipe That's not what was damaged. That's what's in the Buncombe County system.
Yeah, correct. I guess I should have clarified that. I'm sorry. It's 18,000 feet of pipe in the ground in which they have to inspect all. So, yes, that's my apologies for not explaining that one.
Got power over here. I couldn't get the net going. You can check me on AG4ZL. I do have the original preamble for the training net. If you want me to send it to you on Facebook, it should be in your inbox.
The what? The preamble for what?
Following net control, on another net, forgot to switch over, AG4ZL.
So say, I think I'm pretty darn good at weighing this whole thing. I don't need no damn manual, I haven't had one yet.
My guys are over here using our activation, preamble. I forgot to send it to a training net. Alright, sorry about that, I'm doing AG4ZL.
I'm just playing with you. All right, y'all. I'm going to go downstairs for a little while, y'all, and I hope y'all have a good night, and maybe we'll be on here tonight. I don't know, but we'll talk to everybody later. Unless anybody has anything else, let me ask one time before I go. I know, that's right, Vicki had something. I'm sorry, Vicki. Go ahead.
Query when you get through.
Service and disaster roaming, but 84 ZL is hot. He is guilty of driving up to McDonald's and asking for a Whopper. Roger, roger.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, on the cell service, it is mandatory by the federal government that during disaster, and this is definitely one, that if you have cell service, you need to make sure that you've got roaming activated. If you've got Verizon and their cell towers are not up and running, be sure your cell phones are on roaming, and even though you've got one carrier, you can get on the other carriers and you may have service. Roger, roger.
Yeah, that brings up a good point. Your phone should always have activated roaming. The only time you would want to shut that off is if you're going out of the country and you don't want to roam. If you're within the United States, you want your roaming on. Because there's a lot of times that you can roam, and it's free to roam now. It's not like it used to be when we all had cell phones years ago where roaming was bad. You know, it's not like that no more. So keep your roaming on. That's a good tidbit there. I don't know if that comes standard on. I guess I don't even know. I should look at mine. I haven't looked at it in a while. Anybody else?
Yeah, Dan. Dan, please copy KI4WCA.
WCA.
All right. Dan, did you memorize the preamble? I repeat, did you memorize the preamble?
Well, we'll come in at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and you tell me. How's that sound?
All right, very good, old man. I hope to talk to you later tonight, and that interjection was priceless. I knew it was on the wrong frequency, but I thought I was going to die laughing. Over.
Yeah, that was funny. I agree. Anybody else?
Casey Party.
KO4GYW, Black Mountain.
We got RD and then that gentleman in Black Mountain. I don't recognize his voice. I know RD, so Black Mountain go.
Yes, sir. I just got a pop-up from a friend in Yancey County. Hiked up to the Blue Ridge Parkway to get a signal. I've got a list of about 40 names, which are all, these people are verified, good to go. They are alive and well and okay. What I'm looking for is a Yancey County point of contact to get that list to so they can bump that against their any existing person's list or anything like that, just to make sure. Over.
I do not have any contacts with the Yancey County officials. I have not heard from any of them, and I'm going to guess if you have it with the FBI and everybody assisting with this, I'm going to guess they had it well before you. That would be my guess. I guess I can. The problem is Yancey hasn't given any update there. Their sheriff is giving updates, but nothing with any contact. I would try EOC at yanceycountync.gov. EOC at yanceycountync.gov, and see if that goes through. That's kind of the email that we've been seeing in multiple different counties. using the same thing, just with their name in the front. So I would try that. I just don't have any contact info for up there.
Roger, sounds very good, and thank you for that. We'll try that. And last a little bit, do you have any update on traffic stability of Highway 9? Over.
Highway 9 where?
Highway 9 coming south out of Black Mountain. Over.
Yeah, it's closed. Hold on, I'll bring up Google Maps here. There's a small stretch on 9 that's closed, just south of 40, and then, I'm just doing this by memory here, and then there was another stretch that goes down into the Lake Lure area, Chimney Rock, whatever, that is all closed. Let's see, Fletcher, all right, there's 9 right there, yep. There it is right there. So, let's see, where is it closed on Highway 9? There it is right there. See, I've been doing this a little long. I'm getting pretty good. It's Highway 9 is closed between Lackey Gap Road and Holly Road, which is just south of 40. Somebody said there's a way around that. I've searched this map that day, and I can't find a road that would bring you around it. But, let's see, I guess if you go there... Yeah, I just found a way around. I guess I didn't look too hard. I guess the way around that would be taking Dogwood Lane to Old Lackey Gap. Old Lackey Gap will put you on the other side of the closure. So that's the way around that. And then it closes again up near the 74 there in Chimney Rock. QSL?
Comment?
Comment, go.
Kilo Golf 4, India Charlie November. Some people that live up there past, like way, way up Highway 9 have been coming down and pick up trucks. Today was their first day out, and they were able to take Lakey Gap Road.
Is that the one I just mentioned, said or not?
They are past the, oh man, what's the name of the fire department up there? Garrison Creek or something?
Crooked Creek, I think.
You are absolutely correct. Yes, they're just past there, and they came down, and I saw them in town this morning at Monta Vista.
Okay, sounds good. Sir, you copy that?
I did, and I appreciate it. It's KO4 GYW Black Mountain, clear.
All right, RD, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. This is KC4RD in Tennessee. I have that message on Facebook off from my wife's phone. I don't have a way of getting it over to a regular email. Do you have a Facebook contact I can send this to you directly about the need for vehicles up at Back Cave? Well,
yeah, it's just my Facebook name is my name. You can just message it to me. My call sign, K2DMG. You can message it to me. That's no problem.
Okay, I can just send it to K2DMG on Facebook.
Yeah, just look up my name. I mean, my name's already out there, Dan, but I don't want to keep spelling my name out on the world to spell. But, yeah, that's just look it up on QRZ there, and that you can... search me there.
Okay, Roger. I can read this thing out to you. It's only 4 paragraphs, but if you'd rather me send it to you, that'll be fine. If it turns out to be legit, if you can let me know, we can make plans to come over there and bring our equipment, right? Over.
Yeah, QSL. Is it 4 paragraphs or 4 sentences?
If I can get my cell phone to play again, let's see here. It's about 4 paragraphs. I'll give you the run, the Reader's Digest version. As can anyone get side by sides or small pickup trucks and trailers to Back Cave, North Carolina? Needed ASAP to help save lives. To this point, only helicopters can get it in and out, but small trails have been opened up in Back Cave to Chimney Rock. Then they give the coordinates 35 north, 82 west, da 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 da. And then it says this is the Back Cave Fire and Rescue Department, and the crew knows how to get up there.
desperate request came from the assistant fire chief. So that's about it in a nutshell. Over.
Yep, sounds 100% fake to me.
Hey guys, I'm speaking from the top of Barnesville. West 19 is gone completely off the map.
You're going to have a chuckle.
All right, thanks for breaking in on that. We're having a conversation. We'll get to you in just a second about 19. The other gentleman that we're talking to about the equipment, go ahead, you were covered up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just reading this. It says, can anyone get side-by-sides or small pickups to Batcave, needed ASAP to save lives? The helicopters can get in and out, but the small trails have been opened up to get up to Chimney Rock. Give the coordinates. This is Batcave Fire and Rescue. The crew knows the way to get up there, and this request came from the assistant fire chief. That's the Reader's Digest version.
Sounds 100% fake to me.
That's what I thought. Okay, well, I'll send it to you regardless, so you can pour over it and you can use it for an example. Over.
Yeah, QSL. And there are qualifying words in there, as we call them in law enforcement, that tells me that is 100% fake. And I can't prove without seeing it and vetting it myself that it is, but certain things you said there, I'll put a lunch on it with you someday.
Well, that's the reason I called you, Dan, because, you know, you can't do any of this stuff without some sort of verification. So I appreciate you clearing that up for me. So anyway, you've done a fantastic job running this net. I listen to you all during the day, and nobody can do this any better than you. But we appreciate what you do. KC-40, back to you.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Now, the person who came on the air and was telling us about 19 that we reported about 600 times in the past 7 days about Highway 19, go ahead with your comment.
I apologize for interrupting you, but I'm standing here above Burnsville. We've done search and rescue the top of Yancey County the past 2 days. I'll be here till Sunday. But we've got reports of people missing in the Toe River and Cane River. I just need to know if I can get to Batcave or not. I've got a crew of two side-by-sides, chainsaws, anything. I'm EMT certified, swift water certified, that kind of thing. So just let me know if I can get anywhere y'all need me.
And who are you with? Are you with an agency or?
That's going to be affirmative. We're working under FEMA and working with local fire departments here.
Okay, man, you're not talking to an amateur here, okay? If you're with an agency, tell me your agency, okay? If you're working under FEMA, there's nothing that says you can hide your agency. So if you're going to come on the air and give that type of description that you're looking for bodies, give your agency.
Right now, we're currently operating under Claremont Volunteer Fire Department.
Okay, Claremont in Catawba County?
Yancey County. Claremont. C-L-E-A-R-T, Claremont.
And there's a Claremont right here in Catawba County as well. I'll vet that one, too. Thank you. And do you have a call sign? Just as I suspected. You can have that on amateur radio now, folks.
There you go.
Here we go. So, guys, I'll give you some qualifying words here, okay? And I'm not saying this guy is not legit. He might be an 18-year-old kid working his first disaster for the very first time, and he's really excited to talk on his Bofang radio for the first time. But I will tell you that not very many first responders will get on the air that's being broadcast all over the world on Broadcastify that will come on the air and say, yep, we're up here looking for bodies. If you need us to go to Batcave 130 miles the opposite direction, let me know. I'll go. Okay? If he's working under the direction of FEMA, he is under the direction of a team. And he can't just pick up himself and go 130 miles the opposite direction. Okay? I'm not an amateur, my friend. I've been doing this a long time. So you're trying to mess with the wrong guy when it comes to that. I'm sorry to get heated here, but that is a bunch of BS. I'm sorry. Please don't transmit on this frequency again. You do not have a call sign, and we'll take care of this.
On the
well did I just come back to Cape Horizon. Denise
Normal,
AMC
4FLG.
This is what I'm trying to tell you, folks. This is what I'm trying to tell you. What did I just say? What did I literally just say 15 minutes ago? Watch out this weekend, okay? Watch out. There's going to be people out there. And I'm not saying this guy's fake, not by any means. But the things he said were not adding up. And this is, you know, anybody that does what I did for a living, and there's people on this repeater that do what I used to do, will tell you it's what people say, okay? That is, when you're in that field, you're trained to listen. When you hear qualifying words like we just heard, that's it. Those were, he refused to say who he was with at first. Then he said Claremont Fire Department in Yancey County. Claremont Fire Department's over here in Cabarrus, I'm sorry, Catawba County. Now, I will look to see if there's one in Yancey County. I'm not saying there's not. I mean, there's multiple fire departments in this state with the same name. But he wouldn't answer that question at first. When I asked him for a call sign, he wouldn't give one. He shut up. And then a first responder doesn't talk like that. No first responder talks like that, says that I'm out here looking for bodies in rivers. That's not the way that works. If he was with an actual organization, that boy would be let go right now for saying that over a public airwave that's being transferred or transmitted all over the world. So, yeah. That is literally what I just said to you guys 20 minutes ago, and it just happened.
Yeah, and he didn't even spell Claremont correctly.
I'm in.
Go ahead.
KQ4DND. Dan, I've been Googling all over. As soon as he spit that out, I started Googling to see where that was at. The spelling's off and everything. You've got, there's no need for you to check it unless you just really want to.
Yeah, QSL, thank you.
Into audio.
Go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Richard and Chandler. I was 911 operator for almost 20 years. And you're 100% on point. Yeah, you know what to listen for, and you get keywords and phrases, and it don't take but just a few seconds to debunk the bunk, so to speak. Appreciate what you're doing, the way you're carrying yourself, and the way you're doing things. You're spot on, my man. Glad to hear you on. Really appreciate it. Into IDO.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And just so everybody knows, I just want to... Yancey County. There is a Claremont Fire Department, and I'm going to contact them right now, and I'm going to verify this story. I'll be back. Let me make a phone call first.
Roger that, Dan. I mean, I understand Southern Appalachian accent. I have one myself that used to be a lot thicker than it is now, and there used to be a joke that Dr. Ralph Stanley, bluegrass singer, would get to come with me, and he'd clear his throat and say, I'm a clear. Well, where are you from, Ralph? I'm a clear. And it's understandable that sometimes something that's spelled one way gets pronounced another, but the other telephone signs were there dead on. You don't pause when you ask for agency, and you don't shut up when you ask for a call sign unless you just don't happen to have one. And you didn't bother to start out saying unlicensed with emergency response offer or anything like that. So, for anybody that might be a little late getting in or whatever, my position is that Dan was 100% within his rights and said the right things and is doing the right thing. And I'll get off my soapbox before somebody kicks it out from under me. Into IDO.
KM4FLG comment.
Oh, go ahead with your comment. We're open.
This actually leads me to a very good question. As with a lot of other amateur radios, amateur radio operators, every so often you have to renew your license. I'll make this as quick as I can. I had an issue where I had to renew my license by the end of this month, October. It's been 10 years since I got my license, and the official FCC.gov website, the CORS payment portal absolutely failed to log me in. Got in contact with the health service. They pointed me in the right direction. I got the renewal. My next question, if anyone could answer this properly, I have yet to receive an email clarifying that the payment was accepted, even though the charge was followed through. Any concerns I need to be looking out for as far as that goes?
I can't answer that directly, but I can tell you I just got my father a GMRS license here. I'm going to guess three, four weeks ago. I bought it for him, and to this day, I have not received a confirmation in my email.
Comment.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Well, I know the FCC is not the most efficient in the world, but a lot of times if you look up a call sign, if it's expired, it'll pop up expired.
Oh, it sure will. Sir, if you want, I'll look that up for you. Give me your call sign. I didn't copy it.
Yes, sir. Kilo Mike 4 Frank Lima Golf. It should have expired close to the end of October of this year. I did pay for the renewal, $35 renewal fee, through the FCC.gov website and through the CORS payment portal.
All right, I just typed it in here. Anybody that knows the FCC's website, it's typically a little slow, so it's doing its thing here. And I will let you know your expiration date is now October 30th, 2034. Your payment was accepted.
Thank you very much for looking that up. Kind of hard to do anything on the internet when you have no internet, as anyone could expect. But in saying that, thank you all so much. Dan, thank you seriously. Everyone for everything that y'all have done. And I'm not messing with you, Dan. That steak dinner next year at the Shelby Ham Fest, I'm going to get that for you, brother. Fly clear.
Sounds good. I look forward to it, K2DMG. Just so everybody knows, all Claremont Volunteer Fire Department phone numbers are out of order. Obviously, they have no service up there restored yet. So I can smell BS a mile away, and that was it, folks. And like I said, please be careful this weekend. There are going to be people up and moving trying to access these small towns just to come see devastation and stuff like that. And when people feel that there's a that they should have it more than you, they're going to start doing nasty things, and you know, it's up to you to protect what's yours, my friends.
Comment.
Go ahead.
Roger. CH-47, the Chinook, just dropped off a bunch of supplies, like MREs, water, basic supplies, like diapers, feminine stuff, off in a field in Rutherford County, right across the street from the Gilkey trash dump break. The some locals that are being described as drug addicts started looting the supplies, and at any rate, one of somebody I know went and picked it up with the police and took it to a nearby church. But it seems like the National Guard or whoever's in charge of dropping these supplies off, they tried to talk to them and they wouldn't say anything to them. They just ignored them, and the helicopter took back off. And it seems really disorganized, like they're just dropping random supplies off in random places. Is this kind of the theme we're working with here? Where is it?
Yeah, it's sad. It really is. And on another sad note, my buddy Steve, he works for Mama Air Care on one of the helicopters. He reported just a minute ago that a somber moment this afternoon. I'm not going to name the department, I'll just say a Western North Carolina Fire Department received one of their own today from the floodwaters He was escorted by a full hero's honor, so that's nice, but sad. But, yeah, got some more sad times coming, probably. And with that, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go downstairs for a little while, go see the wife and the kids, and we may be back later. KCD.
Dan, appreciate it, and I do have some good news.
Oh, go ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, the North Wilson.